But this
mid-90s.
Still, you are lying. But this
no,
is
not, I'm not defending it. But I also don't understand.
Nobody can defend it. No human being can
But I can't defend either. I cannot defend tearing down people's houses with bulldozers. I cannot defend throwing people out of their houses.
Have you been in Jenin once?
I've been Have you been in Israel once?
You can't find a terrorism camp or hidden without taking all the building out. Down.
Excuse me, what does Israel have to do in the occupied territory? What is the army, the Israeli army doing there to start with? How dare we call them terrorists when we are terrorizing them? How dare we call them terrorists when they're defending their own homes? How dare you call them smugglers of arms when we get in directly arms from the largest country in the world? We, because I'm Israeli. So please, please get off your high horses, admit what we're doing, and let's go home and stop it. My parents survived the Holocaust. Then me, if I'm not going to say never again. Not just for Jews. Forget Jews. Human beings. What we're doing to the Palestinians was done for us. We are no different. We are internalized with the Germans. People, of course, I speak Hebrew, but I want everybody to understand what I'm saying. I'm not going to talk to you.
No, here.
No, not the name. No, we are not talking between us.
No, 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 no.
We are talking on record. This guy is recording us. So, I have nothing to say to you when you don't understand our crimes. This is crimes against human beings, against humanity, just like what was perpetrated against us.
You're taking only one side.
I'm taking only one side, the humanity side.
We have no discussion
about this. Get out of the occupation, don't serve an army that is an occupied army, and don't serve terrorism.
One moment,
What was before 67? There was no terrorist attack before 67. What was before 48? People lived together in peace. This was one country, was supposed to stay one country. Never ever two countries. Jews cannot just have a Jewish state. This is undemocratic, this is racist. You cannot have a Zionist state.
One moment.
You cannot have it.
One moment. Who started fighting in 67?
Israel started fighting in 67.
67?
Israel Bennett, absolutely Bennett.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, check history.
I cannot discuss with you if you want to.
It's not up to me, it's up to the army, to the government.
That's my time to speak one moment. In 67, if you know so well this history, in 67, Nasser closed the Suez Canal. Closed the Suez Canal and didn't allow any ships from the Red Sea to go to Aqaba. Aqaba is Iraq. Iraq is a harbor in Israel. He didn't allow. So we went to United Nations to open the canal. He didn't open it, and this how it
worked.
Tomorrow, Costa Rica, I think that's all country, will close the harbor to New York. No ship can go to New York. What will Americans do?
I don't know. Should we
stay like this? I'm asking you.
So you want him to open the Suez Canal so you're taking over the West
Bank? No. Sorry, we attack only the Egypt country. Then Jordan.
So you don't know.
I
live in Israel there too.
At that time,
you lived at that time.
The war with Jordan started 2 days after the war with Egypt. The war with Jordan started 2 days later when the Jordan attacked Jerusalem, the church. This is not history. This is the fact. This is the fact. You don't know about
it. Okay,
those are the facts.
Can I talk to you?
Yeah.
whether or not you're right or are right is almost irrelevant to what's happening today in the occupied territories. And don't interrupt me. Don't interrupt me. Because if Nasser closed the Suez Canal and didn't let ships going to Aqaba and Elat, this is, and we started the war and we took over the occupied territories, there was a resolution right away that the UN came up and said Israel out. Feasting on the UN, feasting on the world, Israel does not come out. There was a talk for a few weeks. There was a talk that here is a chance to create a Palestinian state. And the Israeli government said, no, we are not. Within a few months, there were 14 settlements already there, totally against all international laws, against all common sense, against all goodwill to provide the Palestinians what they could not have gotten in 1948. So it really doesn't matter how it started.
So you said
you know what happened in 67. I said
No, you said it.
Let's not get stuck there.
Yeah, you said it.
Israel, Labor, Beach, Israel, Shahab, all of the good people in Israel said in 67.
Who said they are the good? You say that they are the good guys. No, I don't say they are the good.
I'm speaking for yourself. I'm speaking only for myself.
Okay.
And they said they won't right away. If Israel does not get out, it's going to happen. This and this and this and this and this. Everything happened with the war.
No.
It was common sense to understand that people that are occupied and oppressed are not going to love you. We did it to them in 1948. We did it to them in 67. Doing it ever since. So if you think we started the war in 48, so if you think
Israel? You have to go back to the university to study history.
No, you go to Benny Morris.
I'll tell you what Benny Morris.
Yes, you see.
I'll tell you who Benny Morris is.
Is a guy that one of the...
היא מצחיקה אותי, 48 אלא הוא פותר במלחמה, אז אין מה לדבר איתה.
It is based on Israeli documentation,
reports.
The government reports in the army. What does it mean? It's not true. This
Benny,
is true.
Only one, Benny,
No. There is like 10 and now 20. Tom Segev, Benny Morris, Ilan Klappe. It's not a man. These are the reports. No. I don't believe in anything. I don't believe in God. I don't believe in anything. These are the reports. These are the facts.
Do you believe it's not a this is the fact?
Yeah, well,
Israel is not disputing this. It is a fact.